Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio, 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And I just pulled up an article here because I just had a flashback. For some reason, I had a vision to February of 2001. This was when I became a diehard Washington Wizards fan. Unfortunately, it was when Michael Jordan made a trade, an 8-player deal, and the Mavs got Calvin Booth for Christian Laettner, Courtney Alexander, Hubert Davis, Eitan Thomas, and $3 million. And, you know, I just remember that trade. I remember reading a Washington Post article with all the faces, and I was like, oh, I recognize Christian Laettner's face. But little did I know that, you know, I'd be following that franchise for the next 24 years as a diehard fan and not see very much postseason success. And, you know, some of my best memories are seeing Michael Jordan in that Wizards uniform, seeing Gilbert Arenas, the Hibachi heat up, and then the John Wall experience there when he was the number one overall pick. But in my lifetime, it's been Kwame Brown, John Wall, and now a number six overall pick because we did not get number one. And, you know, I'm so frustrated because I thought the whole plan was working to perfection. Like, we were losing games while also developing players, and I just started to envision a future roster depth chart for Washington with Jordan Poole the heck out of here, right? We all want him out of here. He's just holding up a roster spot and we're paying him money, but he's not part of the future. Bub Carrington, Bilal Coulibaly, Keyshawn George, Alex Saar with Cooper Flagg. And I was really starting to believe that that was going to happen and that was going to be the future. And so my world was rocked on Monday night. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open. 1-800-636-1067. Is there still an opportunity to find a franchise changing player at number six? 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to Junkyard Dog in D.C. What's up, JYD?
Hey, how you doing? Hey, Watt.
What's up, man?
The way I look at it is, okay, you got the Wizards. You have to look at it this way. You got to win some games. You got to build a roster. You can't just go out there. Well, I'm not going to say that they were tanking, but on the other hand, they were down. They were in that mode. Like, and you have to look at that shot that the guy Carrington hit. Mm-hmm. The last game of the season to win a game that possibly could have been a loss, where they could have maybe added on another ball in the thing for them. So so you got to go out there. The two guys that are running this franchise now, you know, all this stuff about, you know, we're gonna downplay it until we get the number one pick or something like that. No, you can't do that. You mentioned Poole. They need to go ahead. Somebody, they got to try to make a trade and get this guy out of here or whatever. And you're going to have to build your roster. Queen picking him at six, no way. He's not no number six player in the draft or whatever. Whatever, you know. Maybe
JYD, let me ask you a question because I'm on the same page with you here. So the tanking didn't work. The losing on purpose and getting the number one overall pick didn't work. Does that mean you would explore trading for a Giannis or trading for a Jaylen Brown or trying for another star and trying to kind of fast forward the whole clock?
That's what you got to do. Back in the old days when they would, boom, when Bob Ferry was running the show, boom, look who we had. They made a trade that nobody ever thought. They bought Elvin Hayes here. You look. Everybody praises Peters, the general manager of the Commanders. But I'm not impressed with him. Simply because me and you could have damn picked a Jaylen. Hell, he had a whole lot of homework to do. Everybody knew that Jaden Daniels was either going to be Williams or Jaden or Williams. That's just way, whatever. You know, your kid with a coloring book could have done that. You got to have somebody who's willing to dig. You know when you blow it up with your girlfriend or your wife, and you got to come back and you got to sing the blues and dig down deep to get her come back home. That's what these guys got to do. They got to earn their damn money as general managers and leaders of franchise. They got to get out there and dig and get the diamonds.
Good call, man. I love the rant. Great call, JYD. I love to hear from you. You might not give Adam Peters credit for Jane Daniels, but I'm giving him credit for Mikey Sainer still. Let's go to Vic in Accokeek. What's going on, Vic?
What's up, Adam?
How are you, man?
I'm pretty good. I'm going to lead off with this because this is the last thing you said. I give Adam a credit for a lot because the organization is a better organization as a whole. But I ain't giving him credit that the fact that we ain't got no edge rusher yet. I'm going to leave that at that. That's another conversation for another day. The Wizards are their own problem. But I do agree with you from a sports standpoint that they did accept that we're going to take what we got and build it game by game, practice by practice, year by year. The draft is another part of the organization's development. The games are another part of the organization's development. And you have to apply yourself to each one with intentionality. And I like that they're doing that. They have two first-round drafts. And
Vic, you're cutting out, man. Go ahead.
Can you hear me now, Adam?
Yeah.
Can you hear me now? It gives you a chance to do what JYD just said, is earn your paycheck as a general manager. Now, don't just find the talent. Find the players that are talented that want to win in the NBA for a very long time, that they have the intangibles. Not only do they have the intangibles, they're willing to lead. Not only they're willing to lead, they're willing to lead in the best of their ability. That's what I love about Adam Peters. Adam Peters is drafting football guys. He's signing football guys. And if they're on the cusp of being football guys, when they get here, Dan Quinn and Adam are unified, and they're saying, this is what the expectations are and the atmosphere that we have as the Commanders now, which we're going to buy into to be a football guy for the Commanders. And that's what the Wizards front office and their coaching staff needs to do. You can't expect the NBA to say, we're going to give you all anything. And I don't believe it is particularly rigged. I mean, you may have some nuances here or there, but I don't believe it is particularly rigged. When your franchise is not bringing money and figuring out a way to bring money to itself, I'm not going to bend over backwards to make sure that this market gets our support when you don't make sure this market gets our support, period. The Commanders have made it to where their market, this market, is going to get the most out of their resources and the most out of their intentionality to be winners. So now, not only the NFL, but the surrounding media market that supports the NFL is buying into the Commanders. Adam, you've been here as long as I've been here. For years, we've been the bottom of the barrel. Everybody say we suck and looking for reasons to find out ways we suck. They're not saying that because of what we decided to do as an organization. And that's what the Wizards need to do. I'm not going to accept the excuse of they don't like us, we're not good, so they don't buy into us, they don't want to support us. No, we need to support ourselves. We did it for a little bit with John Wall, but John Wall got caught into the culture of the DMV and not being a winning basketball player. He says it on all the podcasts that he's on now. Gilbert got caught up in being Gilbert. The last person that we had here that wanted to be good and excellent was well over the hill, which was Michael Jordan. So if we accept what it takes to be a winning franchise, which is what Nico Harrison kicked Luka out of Dallas for, and I'm saying it, he's fat and lazy. That's why the Lakers want our accountability coach, and that's why J.J. Redick said we need to be in shape to win to play championship basketball. If they want to do what he did, then we'll start being winners, and until then, we won't.
Good rant, man. Great stuff. Really appreciate you taking the time. I think you're right. It's been a while since the Wizards have had a guy that really wants to win, and money doesn't drive him, and it's only about winning. I know Jarvis Hayes wanted to win. I'll leave you with that as we take a quick commercial break. I think my next question, because we've got more callers here, is, I guess, should the Wizards explore trading the 6th pick and the 18th pick and maybe a Jordan Poole for a player already in his prime? Should they try to fast-forward this process here now, or are we going to play the waiting game? Are we going to draft another 19-year-old at number 6 and let them develop with the young core that we have? Your phone calls next on The Fan.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. Simulcast on the Team 980 in Richmond, 910 AM, 105.1 FM. That's where you can check me out Monday through Friday from 12 to 3 and always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. And we will get into the Commanders later on the show today, my take on the schedule. But I am such a hoops head, I wanted to start the show by previewing Game 7. That ended up to us talking about the Eastern Conference and the Knicks win, and I think the Knicks front office has done a great job. They made a run last year, then made really strong moves. Paying OG Anunoby, I thought that was a bad decision. It's worked out. Trading for Mikal Bridges, trading for Karl-Anthony Towns. Those are the moves that have gotten them in the conference finals. What are the moves the Washington Wizards are going to make to take them out of the cellar of the Eastern Conference and back into the postseason and make a postseason run. And we've talked about how unlucky they were to get the number six overall pick. And I think the next question is, should the Wizards now explore trading the picks and maybe a Jordan Poole for a star already in his prime, or do they continue with this rebuild here and the tankathon? I mean, you could try to play as many guys as you want, and Bilal can develop, and Bob Carrington can develop, and Alex Starr can develop. I don't think the talent on the roster can win more than 30 games next year, no matter what. So we're going to be in a similar situation, but with 30 wins, we're not going to get even the number six overall pick. What do you want to see the Wizards do? Let's go to Chris in Culpeper. Chris, you're on the Fan with AWOD.
Well, a great show. Congratulations, brother. Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
Love the Wizards. Was very disappointed last Monday, of course, with what happened and the Capitals getting their head cracked. But that's okay. It is what it is. I'd like to bring up a topic. Last year, in my opinion, and I've never heard anybody ever say anything about it, I think we had the first pick in the draft last year. As you remember, I think his name is Richey, went to Atlanta. They had the first pick in the draft. Sarr said, I'm not going to Atlanta.
Yeah.
So, in my opinion, and I've never heard anybody ever say this, we had the first pick in the draft. Sarr was going to be the first pick last year, and we actually get it.
Well, Chris, so, I think you're right. The only thing I would push back on is that was known to be one of the worst draft classes in the last 10 years. So, getting
absolutely
the number overall pick is chopped liver.
Well, okay, would you rather have the first pick in a terrible draft, or would you rather have the sixth pick in a terrible draft?
I'd probably rather have the first pick, but I'd rather have I'd rather have the fourth pick in this year's draft than number one last year.
Oh, no, I agree. It was a really bad draft, but I think that, you know, what it was, I'm just trying to put a positive spin on it. I really think that we got the first pick last year, and I like Sarr, and I like the development as what we need to do. Moving forward, we're going to have to tank again. There's no point trying to win a bunch of games and get into the, you know, the playoff 10th pick. You got to do it again. And if we end up getting the third or fourth pick, I believe in our front office, I think they're doing an amazing job. I watch the Wizards all the time, and I really like what they're doing. I think it's also time for a rebrand. We were trying to get the first pick in the draft. I think it's time to, you know, open up things a little bit, change the uniforms up, just give everybody a different look on it. Mm-hmm. I think it would make everybody a little excited, especially with what everything's going on. And this is a basketball town.
So, Chris, I like everything you're saying. Let me ask you this, though, because I think you're right in terms of the right way to build this franchise. But you got to call me in 365 days when the lottery comes and they get screwed again. Because I think you're right. They have to tank, but what do we do if they lose the lottery again?
Just you have to believe in the general manager and the front office. They're, like I said, they're doing a good job. There's going to be talent. Jordan Poole's got to be moved.
Yeah.
I really think, and I appreciate what he's done here. He's very positive. He does his job. But, you know, he's just playing around. You know, he's making good money. He's the man here, which I would be excited about it too. But there's going to have to be a couple of moves made in the offseason. Try to move up a little bit. I want Derek Queen. I could see we getting that. And I also want Phylon from Alabama. I think we could get him later in the draft. I think that would be a great pickup. But I could see us moving up, too, to try to get in the top three. Excited about it. But like I said, just try to have a bit of a positive spin. I've never heard anybody talk about Sarr being the number one pick, and we actually got it last year. But I think that's what happened. So hopefully, you know, they just keep building like they do. They got some good talent. I've been watching them for a long time, and I've never seen them actually do what they're supposed to. Very frustrating over the past, I don't know, 15 years, watching them just get into the playoffs and not do anything. So exciting times, but like I said, very disappointing. Just trying to put a little bit of a positive spin on it. So thank you for letting me talk. Appreciate you.
Good call, Chris. I appreciate the positivity because it does feel pretty doom and gloom. Let's go to Gus in Arlington. What's up, Gus? My guy, Gus.
Hey, Wad.
What's up?
Hey, Wad, you know, just to piggyback off of that whole Sarr discussion, I did not like the way he was developed last year. Way too many threes for a big guy who showed that he can handle, like, he can go toe-to-toe with a guy like Jokic, right, in that Denver game. Which leads me to my other point. Is Keith the right guy? Why don't we go after Malone? Because it could, the front office could do all they want in terms of getting talent, but it's about coaching and development, too. And it seems like we're, like, overlooking that.
Yeah, no, it's a good point, Gus, and I think they should explore it. But, you know, you could have the opinion, and maybe this is the opinion of Mike Winger and Will Dawkins, that We want these guys to have a focal figure, and we don't want to change that guy, right? And it might hurt their development if they're going through three different coaches. I mean, those guys were also drafted by Wes Unseld Jr., so they've already changed once.
But, I mean, Keith isn't a proven commodity. Who knows if he'll ever get there, you know?
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, even if we trust the front office, they were deputies in their old positions. They weren't the head honchos. So they're like the Bub Carrington, Kyshawn George of front office management. You know, it looks like, you know, they may have the secret sauce, but we don't know that.
So your move is hire a new coach. What about with the number six overall pick? Are you exploring trade options there? Or are you drafting another young kid?
I don't think we'll have like a blockbuster trade option. What I'm looking for is, I think Poole will actually do really well next year. He has matured, and we're probably going to hover around 500. And what we need to have is the guts to trade Poole when he's at a high and not think that he's going to take us to the next level, because he won't. That's what I'm interested in, is the front office can do that.
Yeah. To be honest with you, Gus, I don't want them to finish around 500. That would piss me off, though, right? Because I want to bottom out, or I want to be like a 6-5 seed, and that's not around 500.
Well, what if these young guys, you know, if we're all excited about these prospects, what if they all level up, you know?
Yeah.
We can't be that bad forever. Like, I know you said, okay, well, we'll probably get 30 wins max, but, you know, I'm still thinking that, you know, if we trade Poole, we have a better option moving forward.
Yeah. Good call, Gus. I appreciate it. Let's go to Bones in Southeast D.C. What's up, Bones? How are you?
Hey, good morning, A-Wad, my main man. You know, yeah, I've been listening to people, right, you know, and all that, you know, and then when, when they pulled up our card and we was at number six, right, I was upset. You know, I was upset for a minute, you know what I mean? And then, you know, after, you know, checking it out, right, you know, and looking at, you know, the options and stuff like that, right, you know, even Cooper Flagg and then the players that we have on our roster, you know, I had a time to think, right? You know, like, okay, we had number six, man. The number six is not a bad spot at all with the talent that they have available from 1 to 10. Now, check this out, right? I agree wholeheartedly, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't never like the fact that we acquired him. But Jordan Poole has to go.
Yeah.
Jordan Poole, you understand, is just like James Harden. You know, he has the ball in his hands too much, and he's, you know, he's hindering the other ball players from developing in the game, and the transition of the offense transitioning into ball movement as opposed to ISO ball. You know what I'm saying? So now my thing is, we got Alex Saab. Now, Alex Saab, man, he plays, you know, he plays some good defense, right? You know, he blocks some shots and stuff. You know, he has some potential, right? And, you know, he was just a baby last year. You know what I'm saying? You know, I know he's going to develop, and he's going to get groomed, and his game is going to develop as well, and his body going to develop. You know, my thing is, we got a lot of up and down the ball players. You know, we got Bilal Coulibaly, we got Bud Currington, we got AJ, you understand? We got Keyshawn George. You know, we got a lot of up and down the court ball players, right? You know, and we got a lot of point guards. What we need, you know, is I'm liking that guy from Duke. Come on,
Malawak.
Malawak. I'm liking come on, Malawak. And if we don't get Kamon Malawak, okay, get me Derrick Queen, because Derrick Queen got that basic old school basketball game where he knows how to maneuver. He ain't trying to settle for the three. He's going down there working it in the paint. He's going down the lane. He's posting up. You know what I'm saying? He can dribble the ball. He can shoot the ball. And he can pass the ball. So we need a ball player like that, or we need a ball player like Malak, and allow these boys to play ball. You understand? understand without having a Jordan Poole out there on the court dominating the basketball.
Bones hates himself some Jordan Poole. My goodness. I'm with you, though. He's definitely a ball hog at times. Good call. And we got to take a quick commercial break, but we want to hear from more of you Washington Wizards fans out there. I love that the phone lines are loaded for Wiz Nation here. Number 6 overall pick, but we got a couple callers who are trying to be optimistic. I've got the mock draft in front of me here at number 6, Trey Johnson from Texas. Doesn't get me excited. Con Kanupa from Duke? Not really. Kaman Malawak from Duke? Maybe, but probably not at number 6. Derek Queen, local kid, but I don't think he's a number 6 overall pick in the draft. We're talking more about the Wizards after this quick commercial break. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. And this past Monday, I truly thought was one of the top 10 worst nights in DC sports history. Max is running the ones and twos today. Max, I understand the Caps and the Nationals have lost a ton of elimination games, all right? And the Wizards have lost elimination games. And, of course, the Commanders have lost elimination games. But the combination of the Wiz getting number 6, the Caps losing to the Canes with 2 goals. I flip over from the lottery and all of a sudden it's 2-0 Canes. And then the Nats getting walked off by the Braves. The combination of it all felt like one of the worst nights in DC sports history to me.
Yeah, it's a bad night, especially because the Caps have, I think May 10th was the anniversary of getting eliminated in, the Caps get eliminated a lot. I can't remember which one, but... Yeah, so it happens a lot. There are a lot of these anniversaries for the Caps in early May. So it, you know, it's just kind of the life of a DC sports fan in the spring. Like, this is what we're used to this at this point, right?
Yeah, I think I was starting to believe the Canes were better than the Caps and were going to win that series. I didn't expect the Nats to beat the Braves, even though the Braves have had a really slow start. But I truly expected a top 3 pick.
Yeah.
Like, I expected a top 3 pick. When our name was shown at number 6, my jaw was on the floor. Like, it was just screaming curse words.
When I saw the Mavs and the Spurs were still in it, I was like, oh, no. I see the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
And And lo and behold, Nico Harrison bailed out by Adam Silver yet again.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much the Hornets, Jazz, and Wizards all got screwed. The three teams that had the 14% chance to get the number one overall pick. So what do the Wizards do now? Do they hope they can get a star at number six? Do they explore trading the six and the 18 pick? I mean, are you continuing with the path of the rebuilding project that Michael Winger and Will Dawkins have put together? Are you changing things now that the tankathon completely failed? In my mind, number six overall pick is a failure when you should have gotten number one. Let's go to Jax in Calvert County. Jax, you're on the fan with AWOD.
Hey, AWOD. Thanks for taking my call. What I feel like was going on is it sucked for the pick that we got. But we had two first-round draft picks, and I don't know anything about the college players, but they should be trying to get the best players that are dogs and assessing everything from now to the beginning of the season.
So you're kind of looking at this optimistic, like, hey, we don't have just the number six. We also walked away with pick number 18 as well.
Absolutely. And all we hear for the Commanders is, competitions, and we need dogs. So whoever that we drafted, number one, they want to compete, and they dogs. And then we have all summer to figure out what we have. You know, even with the Jordan Poole thing, if we can get a sucker to take him, boom. But if he's here, the whole thing should be competition. And they ain't got to sell it to us. Just make sure that's what's going on in there. And as far as the front office and the coaches, hey, Ted brought these guys here to build the team. And there was no guarantees of us getting the number one pick, whether we were tanking or not. So we got what we got. Bring some dogs in. Compete. If there's a trade on the table, take it. But this thing on it's the end of the world because we didn't get the number one pick. How many number one picks have been flops anyway? There's no guarantee.
You're making a good point because the same amount of hype, maybe more for Cooper Flagg, was there for Zion Williamson, right? And it hasn't worked out, right? And John Morant was actually the better pick. And there's several other number one picks that have been awful, including one of the former Wizards picks in Kwame Brown, right? And Anthony Bennett from the Cavs. So it's not a given with the first round pick. But to me, it's the fact that one, Cooper Flagg, two, Dylan Harper, three, Ace Bailey, those three feel like they are just a tier above the rest from what all the insiders have said.
Facts. It's just, but the thing is, it's done. That was yesterday. All we got to look forward to is now and tomorrow. And look, Dallas, they could be lucky today and tomorrow. They could be unlucky for anything. I'm not wishing anything bad, but, you know, injuries happen. Stuff happens. You know what I'm saying? And let's say he's the best thing on the team, but he goes through a LeBron phase where he runs into a buzzsaw with the Wizards, got a whole bench and all this and that, but he's the only good player on that team, and we tearing them up. So that can happen, too. Even if we have that all-star, we still got to build a team around that all-star. And maybe the players that we got right now are the our foundation, and we look into that all-star that's already having an established team, you know. So thanks for taking my call. It's not doom and gloom. We still got tomorrow. Thanks for taking my call.
No, good call, Jackson. Look, I think you can hope that Bilal Coulibaly can become an all-star, and Bob Carrington can become an all-star, and Alex Saar could become an all-star. And I think you are right. The best-case scenario is Jordan Poole balls out for about 25 games this year and then gets traded midway point of the season. I think that's what they tried to do with Kyle Kuzma. Didn't work out. They still kind of fleeced Milwaukee for that loser who ended up scoring 0 points basically in a playoff game when they traded away Chris Middleton. Let's go to Little. What's up, Little in D.C.? You're on the fan with AWOD.
Adam, always good to chop it up with you, man. Shout out to your man, Mad Max. Let me help the DMV out. I already put my money on Sadiq Bey to be comeback player of the year. You can imagine, and it's going to pay off. It pays off very, very well, Adam. And look here, man. This is what I would do. I like Poole, but you got to put more players around Poole. You see where I'm going at?
Uh-huh.
Now, this guy from Oklahoma, if he falls to us at six, I grab him. He's a ball handler, and he a bucket getter. The kid will get you some buckets. And at 18, if that power forward from Washington State fall there, so we got to get a rebound getter, A-Wall. We got to get somebody hit the boards.
Yeah.
And he's averaging a double-double now at Washington State. So if he fall to us, it'd be a hell of a draft. But I'll stand pat with Poole. And I because a lot of times Poole, man, when Poole get hot and get them buckets, we need that in the house.
So Little, as disappointed as everybody was that we got the number six overall pick, you're sticking with the plan. You're not trying to trade pieces, trade picks. You're sticking with the plan.
I ain't going with no losing games. I'm playing my players. I ain't trying to, try to get the pick for next year, 26. Nah, you stand pat and you play some ball now. It's time to play ball now. And that's what these young kids got to do. I think they're going to step the game up this year. And you know what the motto is, Adam? Make the play-in game. That's what I want y'all to do this year. Then that's a hell of an improvement. That's all I got for you, partner. God bless y'all. Stay up, man.
Good call, man. Appreciate you chiming in. I don't see that happening, to be honest with you, from 18 wins to 40 to 38. I think 30 is probably a ceiling here, maybe 36. But I'd love to see some improvement. I'd love to see some improvement or us win zero games and have the highest percent chance once again to get the number one overall pick. Because as much as I was hyped for Cooper Flagg and Ace Bailey, in about 3 months we're going to be talking about A.J. DeBonsta and a few other guys that are going to be coming out next year. You got the Boozer twins. I mean, look, this draft class was great. Next year's going to be good as well. So I wouldn't mind having a top pick next year as well. It's frustrating because this fan base wants this team to improve, but we're just not right now. We're not yet. We haven't had Bilal take that huge leap. The other guy, we're so young, and I don't know what they thought they were going to get in Jordan Poole, but you also are in a position where you got to pay somebody a large amount of money, and at least Poole has been a good professional. I don't think he's a great leader, but I think he's been a good professional. We'll take a quick commercial break. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on DC Sports Radio. 106.7 The Fan, simulcast on the Team 980. Got you covered in Richmond as well, of course. We are on 910 AM, 105.1 FM. And you can tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio. William tweets me, no bleeping Euros at number six. Just cracked me up. I'm really hoping the Wizards can get a diamond in the rough at number six. Can we get a guy that can't actually develop? You know, we have the role players. Like, I think Bilal Coulibaly is going to be our 3-and-D. He's our defensive specialist. He's our OG Anunoby. Bub Carrington maybe can be our Jalen Brunson, we hope. Alex Saar, maybe our Carl Anthony Towns. Do we have a Mikal Bridges on this team? Do we draft that position? I do think we need a center and probably maybe a small forward as well. If you want to chime in, phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We've got Andre in Alexandria. Andre, you're on the Fan with AWOD. What's up, man?
Thank you.
Andre, what's up, man?
Hey, man, I'm going to make sure you're sitting down for this one because I like to think outside the box, but I like this Wizards lineup. If I was a GM, I would do this. And hopefully I don't get fired. But how would you think a lineup would work if we had the Joker 2.0, you know, Wolf out of Michigan, 7 feet tall, got a game very similar to the Joker's, not as good as the Joker yet. With Alex Saar at 7'1", playing the power forward, and then a 7'2", small forward, and then Jordan Poole and Carlton, what's his name, Carrington?
Yeah.
The Baltimore guard, those two playing the one and the two. And that 7'2" guy that I would like to play the three will be Bobo.
Who?
That'll be a huge four. Bobo.
Bozo?
Bobo.
Oh, Bobo. Bobo.
Yes. Remember Bobo?
Yeah, but Bobo's been around the league and back. I feel like he's played with 18 franchises already. I think he was recently on the Suns.
Yeah, but he got someone lit a fire underneath his tail, because I've been hating on him for a long time because he got the talent, but he's lazy because he don't know how to motivate himself. He started tearing up the league at the last, like, 30 games. No one could stop him because he can do whatever he wants if he's properly motivated. I would pay someone to piss him off every game so he can be unstoppable, because no one can stop him if he makes up his mind. He wants to play because he's lazy and he don't know how to motivate himself.
Yeah.
I would pay someone just to piss him off.
Well, look, Andre, I love the outside of the box thinking, right? Manute Bol, star here in Washington, but I think that's what people say is that, you know, he grew up in the NBA, but unfortunately he's not like Steph Curry. It feels like that all he did was want to play and get better and better and better. Kind of liked living the life of luxury.
Yeah, you have to piss him off because he's lazy, like Shaq says. No one can stop Bobo but Bobo.
But so I will say, I do really like Danny Wolf out of Michigan, and I have seen a few mocks that have him going to Washington at pick number 18.
Yes, I love that.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens, but I wouldn't mind that at all. Good call, man. I appreciate you chiming in. Phone lines are open, 1-800-636-1067. Max, I mean, it's a tough situation here because at number six, you are kind of drafting a project, and it feels like we've got 30 projects on this team already, right? I mean,
yeah.
Can this team handle another project? Can they handle another piece part of this development process?
I mean, you might as well throw more on the pile, right?
Yeah, I mean, so let's go through it right now. So, like, in terms of the prospects that we actually think can develop, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Bub Carrington, one.
Yep.
A.J. Johnson, all right?
Sure.
Keyshawn George, Alex Sarr, Bilal Coulibaly. That's five right there.
Yeah.
Tristan Vucevic hasn't really shown me enough. I know we had that one caller say Sadiq Bey, comeback player of the year. I mean, he was really good at one point. And so I don't mind having him, you know, hopefully be part of the roster moving forward. I'm not sure what we can expect from him. But, like, you got five, I think, solid pieces
mm-hmm.
that you hope can take the next step forward. But of those five, like, does any one of them have SGA in their future, right?
No.
Does any one of them actually have?
Well, Bub.
Maybe.
I was going to say, Bub would have to take a couple, like, big leaps. But I honestly, if I'm Michael Winger or Will Dawkins, I am on the phone with Philadelphia 76ers every day.
Really?
Yeah. If you want to, because they're listening to calls for three. You've got six, you've got 18. I understand, like, they did a great job last year with deeper picks in the first round outside of Alex Sarr with Bub and Keyshawn and getting A.J. Johnson. Like, basically they got four picks in that draft, or in that first round. So putting a package together that will be enticing for the 76ers so you can trade up to three and get somebody with that star power, that potential. Like you said, Ace Bailey, I've heard a lot of people are some more and more are out on him from what I'm hearing.
Ace Bailey to me is like the combination of LeBron and Kevin Durant. I don't think he'll ever get as good as those two.
It's a ridiculous
comp. That's like he's 6'10".
Yeah.
He can dribble. He can shoot. His problem is it's the Kevin Durant issue. He's been too good. And so like when you watch him play, it's so frustrating. He will shoot fadeaway after fadeaway.
Oh,
dude,
no.
You're 6'10". Go dunk on those people.
But
he loves like a step back three and a fadeaway shot and a pull up with a guy in his face. It's like a little bit like Kevin Durant. And I think when he does attack, he is a good passer like a LeBron. But that's why I'm so excited for this Ace Bailey kid. I mean, look, Rutgers poured millions into their roster for 1 year. They got Harper. They got Bailey. They didn't even make the tournament. And that's a topic for another day, how college basketball is being ruined by the money. But the reason they went to Rutgers is because those guys got paid so much because everybody knew they'd be one and done. The future's so bright. I understand. I'm reading an article right now. CBS Sports thinks Ace Bailey's the most polarizing prospect in the 2025 draft. If you could get the Sixers to give up number three for 6 and 18, I'm doing that. 100%. Good. I love that, Max. The other thing is, Bilal Coulibaly, because he got hurt right? We didn't really see him at the end of the season, but this season was a really solid development in terms of points per game, rebounds per game, assists per game, less turnovers, more effective. I think we saw him be more of a leader on the defensive side of the ball. He's had some success with France internationally there. They seem to like him and like his development. So I'm really interested to see how he can take a step forward next season, because we're getting to the point now where we need to see some actual development. We need to see, you know, a 30 piece, right? You know, like that's what we kind of need to start seeing from these guys here is a game or two where they go off. I mean, it's happening around the league now where guys you never even heard of are scoring 45 points in a game because there's not much defense. We need one of our young guys to pop off, and then we'll start to get some real excitement here for the future of the franchise. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD here on DC Sports Radio 106.7 The Fan. I appreciate all the calls and tweets about the Washington Wizards. I love talking Wiz basketball, but we'll talk Commanders for the final hour of the show. My reaction to the schedule, and we'll hear from Denton Day, and Craig Hoffman will join us next on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.